The Today Manufacturing Podcast offers a powerful and unique perspective on the biggest stories impacting U.S. manufacturers. Anna Wells, David Manti, and Jeff Ranke apply their experience as editors of industry-leading brands Manufacturing.net and Industrial Equipment News in providing in-depth analysis of the latest headlines. Their insight, along with a mix of humor and human interest, makes Today in Manufacturing a go-to source. Keep pace with supply chain challenges, electric vehicle developments, labor struggles, robotics, and more by listening, downloading, and subscribing to the Today in Manufacturing podcast.
Airbus today unveiled the prototype of its fully electric City Airbus Next Gen, an electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicle, or eVTOL, designed to operate in major cities. With its first flight scheduled for later this year, the 2 metric ton class City Airbus has a wingspan of approximately 12 meters and will have a 50 mile range, with a cruising speed of about 75 miles per hour. The City Airbus Next Gen has a unique configuration with fixed wings, a V-shaped tail, and 8 electric powered propellers. The unveiling coincided with the opening of a new City Airbus test center in Donauwörth, Germany, which will be used to test eVTOL systems. The center is part of Airbus's advanced air mobility strategy and began operations in December 2023 with NextGen's Power On. The facility will next be used for remaining tests on the motors, flight controls, avionics, and other systems before the prototype's maiden flight. Airbus has been chasing the air taxi dream for some time now. Advanced air mobility between strategic locations in urban and suburban environments could complement existing transportation methods and alleviate congestion and other problems. The eVTOL could be used for everything from passenger transport and medical services to ecotourism, which, and I looked this up, is tourism directed toward threatened natural environments as part of conservation efforts. See, I learned something. Did you? The aircraft is designed to be quiet since it'll be working in urban environments. Safety and efficiency during hover and cruise flight phases are also crucial, and NextGen relies on a mix of in-house and externally supplied components to make it happen. Airbus has been expanding its global network to create the AAM supply chain. For example, Airbus recently signed a partnership agreement with LCI, a leading aviation company, to focus on developing partnerships and business models in strategy, commercialization, and financing. And in June 2023, Airbus partnered with ST Microelectronics, a global semiconductor company, to collaborate on R&D to support the more efficient and lightweight power electronics required for future hybrid-powered aircraft and fully electric urban air vehicles. I'm David Manti. This is Manufacturing Now.